Okay, just to Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf Samach Aleph. We're holding on the last line of Samach Omid Beis. We had some fascinating Agadah to yesterday, and now we get back to Dvar Halach. Back in the Mishnah on Nun Tes Omid Aleph, the Mishnah told us that Simoni Behema V'chaya Nemru Min HaTorah. The Simonim of Behema V'chaya are written in the Torah B'Fedish. As we all know, it's got to be Malagera, Mafris Parsa, like it has in Parsha Shmini and Parshas Re'eh. But the Mishnah said, V'simoni O'if Lo'i Nemru. The Simoni O'if were not said. There are no Simoni O'if. So now the Gemara says, back to Samach Amud Beis, Frank the Gemara V'loi, we don't have Simoni O'if Atanya. I have a Braisa, where the Simoni O'if are written out in great detail. We state the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk Nesher, among the 24 oifois hatmeois, which are enumerated in Parshiois, Shmini and Re'ei, you have the Nesher, the Peres, and the Oznia. So we're going to focus on the Nesher for a moment. And the Gemara tells us a Nesher being a hawk or an eagle of some sort, a vulture. It says he more on top of Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, Ma Nesher Miyuchad. Nesher is special. She'ein loy etzba yaseira v'zefek. The ein kur kerbona niklaf, the doidus li oichel, is tame. Af kol kiyoitzeboy is tame. Nesher has four simone tuma. Those four, some of them are negative, some of them are positive. In other words, some it's because it doesn't have, and some because it does have. Nesher in liyetzbe yaseira. Among the kosher birds, they have an extra finger. Rashi in the Mishnah said the extra finger means that it's not in the seder who had boys. It's behind the etzbois. Remember Rashi said, "Zu etzba ha-gevoya she'achoyri ho-etzbois." This is a etzba which is somewhat elevated behind the normal etzbois. In terms of a person, so you know, we all have our fingers in a particular order. What happens if in the middle of the back of the palm of the hand, not of the palm, but the back of the hand, you had an etzba growing out? That would be an etzba yaseira, which is not kiseider ho-etzbois, and kosher birds have that etzbi yaseira. Non-kosher birds do not have that etzbi yaseira. That's the nesher, doesn't have the etzbi yaseira. It also doesn't have a zefek. Zefek is the crop. Crop is the stomach that, or the depository within the oif. I'm sorry?
It collects the food.
That collects the food after it comes out of the veshet. In other words, just like animals, same thing as when it applies to birds. They all eat with the esophagus, with the veshet. Right after the veshet is finished, that's where the zefek starts. And after the zefek, you have something called the kurkaban, which we call the pitlukim. And so says our Mishnah, says our Gemara, a gizzard in English. So the Gemara tells us that a nesher does not have that etzbi yaseira, does not have a zefek, does not have, no, it does have a kurkaban, but the ain kurkabanai niklaf, meaning that the kurkaban that we have in, for instance, a chicken, the kurkaban, you can easily go and peel it and open it up. It has a shtickle membrane on it, but it's not very tough. It's easily niklaf. Mashain came by the nesher, you have to go and take probably dynamite or something to go and open it up because it's not easily accessible. And finally, it's Deiris V'Oichel. We know a vulture is Deiris V'Oichel. Remember the Mishnah says that Deiris V'Oichel means that it swoops down, it goes and finds food, and then it lifts it up into the Shemaim and eats it up somewhere in its heavenly abode, wherever it is. Anyway, these are the four Simonim Hatmeim by Nesher. The first three, it doesn't have. It doesn't have the Etzbi Seder, it doesn't have the Zephyr, it doesn't have the Korgon. And the fourth one, that it is Deiris. Aha, says now the Braisa, Av kol yoitze ki yoitze boy tame. Any other bird which is just like it is tame. And therefore says Rashi, as we'll see in the Gemara soon, that only if it has all of these four simone tuma is it non-kosher. When the Gemara uses the term tame, we don't mean tuma and tahara. We mean oif tame means a non-kosher bird. So a non-kosher bird has all of these four. What happens if you have a bird that has one of these four, meaning it does have an etzbi yaseira, or it does have a zefik, or it does have kurbanin niklaf, or baruch Hashem, it's not a doyus v'oichel. As long as it has one, it's already tahar. The fact that nesher has these four bad simonim teaches you that as long as you have one good simon, the oif is tahar. And then the Gemara tells us, or the Braisa tells us further, that we have Toirim, which of course are brought in the Parsha of Korbanos. It says, Toirim u'bnei Yoina. Toirim are the exact mirror opposites. That what? Sheyesh lehen etz by Yisera. And they have a Zefik. And they have a Korkaban, Niklath. The Ein Dorsin, Li'ochlin. And therefore they are Toirim. And therefore, Zeshok the Braisa, Av Kokiyoitz man Toirim. Anything which is like them is Tohar. The Gemara is going to ask in a short moment that the Reisha and the Sefer are soiser each other.
Yes.
Because according to the Reisha, all you have to have is one kosher simon, then it's already kosher. Mashenk, if you talk about the Sefer, the Torah, it has to have all four. Because both in the Reisha it says, Af kokiyoitz beitameh. Anything which is like the Nesha that has these bad four simonim is tameh. It's mash, as long as you have one good one, you're okay. While the Torah, it says in the Sefer, Afkol Kiyoitzven, anything that has these four kosher simonim is Torah, smash it only has three or two. It's not kosher. So the Gemara is going to ask that stira in another moment. But in the meantime, what the Gemara is asking is that our Mishnah said that simoni oif loy nemru. For the last 5 minutes, we've been talking about the simoni oif, that it has either these four or does not have these four positive and negative simonim. So they are nemru. If you look in Parsha Shmini and you look in Parsha Rei, you don't see a word about Etzbi Yaseira Metazefik Metakurgamani Niklav. All these things do not appear. It's Achachavim, they have been Mesoira in explaining the Heiliga Torah. What are the Simanim of the bad Oifis as well as the good Simanim of the Oifis Atahirais? Those four which we just enumerated in the Gemara. Saying it. Tony Rabchia learned in the Braisa. Oif haba b'simen echad tohar. Oh, like we were saying a moment ago, as long as an oif has one kosher simen, for instance, it has that etzba yaseira, it has a zefik, kurkabonai is niklaf, it's not a doir, only has to have one kosher simen, it's already kosher. Lefisha ein doime l'nesher, because it is not like a nesher. Because nesher, the less like klal, who do I say? Nesher doesn't have any kosher simanim. It's bad. It's a hawk. It's a vulture. It's an eagle. Bad, bad, bad. Oh, that you can't eat. Oh, but if you can find one that has her ikka, the islechad, if you can find a bird that has one kosher simen, taichel, then you can eat without any difficulty. It's kushav yusha. Now Rashi points out, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, after all, there is an enumerated list of 24 Oifois Tameois in the Torah. And if that's the case, what's the din by these 24? We're going to see in the Gemara shortly. Nesher is extremely special that it doesn't have any kosher simanim whatsoever. The Peres and the Oznia, each one of them only has one kosher simon. But nevertheless, it's not good. No, not kosher. Orev has two kosher simanim. Still not kosher. All the other 20, right, if you have 24 and you subtract one for the Nesher, one for the Orev, two for the Peres and Oznia, so 24 minus 4 comes out to roughly 20. So the other 20 have three kosher simanim. But nevertheless, there's still treif, you're not allowed to go and eat them. So isn't that inconsistent with what we're just saying now? That we're saying as long as it has one kosher simon, it's already kosher because I learned from Nasha. So as we'll see in the Gemara, Rashi also explains that those others that are written in the Torah Befedish, those are Gzeiris Akosifs. They are exceptions to the rule. In other words, among all the birds out there, as long as you can find that the bird has one kosher simon, you're allowed to go and eat it. With one caveat. The caveat, says Rashi, is if you can identify all the 24 non-kosher birds, so that the one that you have just caught is not one of those. But if you don't know which are the kosher ones and which are the non-kosher ones, the fact that it has a kosher simon doesn't end the story, because you have to know that it's not one of those enumerated in the Torah which has one or two or three kosher simanim, and it's still not kosher, b'gzeiris hakosav. Let's look at the very top Rashi, at the top of the Omud. Says Rashi, Nesher. Nesher huskar b'tmeim. Nesher v'aperes v'oznia. Those are among those which are enumerated in the non-kosher oifos. V'donim binyan avimenu. and we're going to learn a binyan out, which means we're going to learn all the other birds from the nesher. The ma nesher miyuchad. The ainly echad mikola simanim halol. It doesn't have any kosher simen. The tamei af kosher ainly echad mikola simanim halol. Min nesher hu the tamei. Anything else would be, if you will, a subset, a cousin of the nesher family would be tamei. Avol oif sheyesh by echad mikol elu. As long as it has one kosher simen, it's tar. The kosher game, and certainly if it has two, or shloish if it has three, or kul if it has all four. Chutz, except for oifay samu for Russian beparsha she gzeivus hakosavu she avol pishiyesh behen simen tahara, even though all of them have some one or more simani tahara, with the exception of the nesher that has zero, but everyone else has at least one or two or three, as we'll see. Can only come on, like the Gemara is going to explain. Nevertheless, are tamei. But the Torah says it. They're tamei. Vehai af. Now, when it says in the Gemara, af kokiyotze boy, he's not trying to go and add additional birds. Says Rashi, he's only marben min nesher. De'ein oif tamei ba'olam elechavdalid hoamurin kan. Rashi says that the total number of all non-kosher birds in the Torah and in the world are 24. So therefore, this Afkol Kiyotzeboy doesn't come to include other species, because if it's one of the 24, it's non-kosher. If it's not one of the 24, it is kosher. So what is this Afkol Kiyotzeboy? Afkol Kiyotzeboy means the Nesher and its broader family. Within the Nesher, the vulture, eagle, hawk family. We're going to tell you the Kamon, like it said later on the Gemara Mir Tishem. Lefichoch mona kosem itmeim, ubahana chavdalad amrinan, te ispahu bekulu simani tahara, as the Gemara will explain shortly. Among all the 24 that enumerate in the Torah, each one of them has at least one simen tahara, if not more. Chutzman a nesher that has zero gunish.
Is the nesher part of the 24?
Nesher is one of the 24 which are enumerated in the Torah, both in Parshas Shmini and in Parshas Re. If you want the this Eila to Shaktsim and Oif, Lo Ye Ochlu Shekets Haim, Esa Nesher, the Esa Peres, the Esa Oznia. You have the Nesher, which we've been talking about, and the Peres and Oznia. Anyway, getting back to our.
Not the things from myself, Rabbi Tom and Rashi, but
it's true. It's true. What Brother Shai is telling us, that was Rashi. The Taptoises respectfully disagrees and says that there are additional species besides the 24, and that's what the Af Koki Yotzboi comes to be Marva. But you saw Rashi is very direct and says there's no such thing. 24 is the maximum, no more than 24 species. I think what it says, Af Koki Yotzboi, it means anything in the Nesher family. Now the next Rashi says Toirim. Toirim is the other side of the spectrum where you have all four kosher simanim. Says Rashi, Toirim monakos v'letahara. Umehenatadon binyan av lekulan. From the Toirim, you can go and learn out a binyan av, just like we had a binyan av by the Nesher, that only those that have no kosher simanim are non-kosher. Toirim, if they have all four kosher simanim, then it's kosher. The avgav the kasha seif the reisha have the stira. The Reisha mechshav filu b'chad simen. The Reisha is telling us as long as there's one kosher simen, we're fine. The sefer mechshav the ikar kuli, you have to have all four kosher simanim. Reisha davka the sefer the kamon mefarishla. Ikar is the Reisha, and the sefer we're going to explain a little bit later. So therefore, bottom line is, I learned from Nesher that Nesher teaches us that any bird that has no kosher simanim whatsoever is treif, meaning non-kosher. However, it has one kosher simen, it's kosher, and certainly if it has two, and certainly if it has three. I have a whole list of 24 in the Torah, all of which have at least one or two or three kosher simanim, with the exception of the nesher. Just Rashi does his agzeidus akos. The Mishnah said that simoni oif loy nemru perushin in the Torah. It was written out by Chazal in the form of the Braisa, and we also referred to it in the Mishnah back on Nuntes. Now, continuing on the Gemara, Nochmu, start again, Tani Rabchia, that will be the lead into the Gemara. We're halfway down, Tani Rabchia, we learned it already, but Nochmu, Tani Rabchia, Oifa Bob Simen Echad Tohar, if a bird comes in front of you, you don't know the bird, you open it up, you find it has one simen, you can assume that it's Tohar. Unless, like Rashi said, that you don't know, you're not makir, you don't recognize kosher, non-kosher birds, because maybe one of those 24 that although it has kosher simanim, it's still not kosher. How do I know that the ikar is one simen? Lefishein doim l'nesher. Nesher do less lay klal. Who do I say? If it has zero, you're not allowed to nesher. Ha ikar the islay chad. As long as it has one kosher simen, teichel you're allowed to go and eat it. Right? You want to lay them mitoyden? Let's learn just the abba from toyden. Ma toyden the ikar kulu arba. It has to have all four. Avachinami ad the ikar kulu arba. It has to have all four. And if therefore it only has three or two or one, it's not kosher. That's the Gemara's Stira Reish in the Sefer. Says Gemara, you cannot learn from Torah. Because in Cain, Shar Oifis Temeim, the Kosar Rachman Alamali. Why would the Torah bother writing out all of the 24 Oifis telling us that all of them are non kosher? Since none of them have all four Simanim. Torah is the only one that has all four. None of the others have four. Some have three, some have two. Some have one, Nesher has zero, but none have four. So the Torah could just simply said, go and eat Torahim, and kol kiyoitz, and then af kol, just like the Torahim that has all four simanim, and then automatically the other 24 are going to be excluded. Why will they be excluded? Because none of them have four. Says, so tomorrow yet, that's the rye that we cannot go and learn from Torahim that a kosher bird requires four simanim. Rather, I'm going to learn from Nesher, you only have to have one kosher simon. And Kate Sharvoy, it's made a kosher chaman alamali, and therefore, muzdach zayin, that we do not learn from Torah. So what are we going to learn from Torah? The Gemara is going to tell us on the Amud Beis in Yetzisham. We'll get to there at the end of today's blot. Why don't we go and learn from them? What means from them? From the Shar Oifois hatemeyois, mahosim tulos of loyachlinen, avko tulos of loynechel. So now, we touched on this a moment ago, but let's review it again. This will be the key from now until the end of the blot, that among the 24 oifois, we have to divide them into four categories. Category number one is the nesher that has zero, no kosher simanim whatsoever. Devastating, total zero, total tame yikra. Then we have the peres and the oznia. Each one of these has one kosher simen. The Gemara never identifies which simen it has and which simen it does not have. We just know the peres and oznia have one simen. Whether or not they have the same kosher simen or a different simen, that we will see a Mi'achim on the Amud Beis. But each one of them has only one kosher simen. The Orev, which is the raven, has two kosher simanim. You can imagine it must be raving all out about it. Like, I got two of them. That's why it's called the raven. It's raving about it. Two kosher simanim. All of the rest are 20 oifas. All have three kosher simanim. They all have three. Nesher 0, Peres v'Oznia 1, Oyrev 2. All the rest of the 20 have three. So Freyti Moriets, instead of learning from the Nesher, that the Nesher has zero, and therefore anything that has one kosher simen, you're allowed to go and eat, as long as you can identify that it's not one of the 24 which are enumerated in the Torah. Why don't we go and learn from the 20 of the 24, that just like those 20, know the reason why they're not kosher is because they have three simanim. What would happen if they would have four kosher simanim? They'd be good. Just because they only have three, they don't have four. So don't learn from the nesher. It has zero. If you can go and find a bird that has one kosher simen, it's kosher. Let's learn from the 20 out of the 24 and say, just like those 20 are not kosher because they only have three, you have to have a bird that has four simanim, that it should be kosher.
So would those 20 be kosher if they had four simanim?
It would be those birds if they had those four simanim.
If you could add one surgically, that would be good. But right. Presumably you can't. So those are stuck. Those are stuck forever.
Right.
The Torah goes and tells us those 24. You have Aya and Ro'o and Daya and all types of wonderful, wonderful names there. All of those that are not Nesher or the Orev and the Peres and the Oznia, they all have three. All of them are no good. So, why are they no good? Because they only have three kosher simanim. So let me find a bird that has four kosher simanim, and that will be good. For instance, Torahim has all four. Presumably, chickens and ducks and geese also have all four, because those are kosher birds. So the Gemara is asking, don't learn from Nesher, that all you have to have is one and make it kosher. Learn from 20 out of the 24, that you have to have four kosher simanim to be kosher. Because if it only has three, it's not kosher.
If a bird you knew was one of the species of one of those 20, mm-hmm. and you know, because of an accident of birth, it actually had all four. Mm-hmm. It had it had a growth. You know, it's one of the 20, and it has an Etzba Yisera. Mm-hmm. So on the one hand, it has all four Simonim. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, it's one of those species. Mm-hmm. It would be like...
It's a very good question.
It'd be like one of those animals that was born, you know...
A Nidme or a Kalai.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The parallel there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good question. But anyway, bottom line is, our Gemara tells us in Cain, Shar Oyv Tzmeidah Chosra Chomar Lomeli, period. Faitim of Anelef Minayu. Let's talk and learn from those 20. What are we going to learn from those 20? Mahasim Tulos of Lo Yechlinan. Even though they have three kosher simanim, you're still not allowed to eat from them. Afkol Tulos of Lo Yechlinan. Any other bird that even has three, don't eat. You have to have at least four. The Koshkein, and certainly you cannot eat a bird that only has two simanim, tray. And certainly can eat a bird that has only one simon. So therefore, Sokta Yomara, let us paskin aloch ala maisen, not like the Bryce has said until now, the way we understood it, that we learned from Nesher, that as long as you have one kosher simon, it's kosher. No. It has to have four kosher simanim. Why does it have to four? Because the Torah has told us that there are 20 birds that have three, which are not kosher. So therefore, to make it kosher, it has to have at least four. And therefore, the three is no good, the two is no good, the one is no good. You have to have four. So tomorrow, that cannot be. Because in Cain, Oidiv de Kosar Rahman Alamali, if you're going to tell me that you have to have a minimum of four kosher simanim, three is no good, so why is the Torah bother telling us Orev? Because Orev only has two kosher simanim. Hasha de Islay Tlosli Achlinan, if you're making a binyan up, and you're saying, if it has three, no good. I don't care what you call it. You call it a chicken and a duck and a goose and a this and a that. Makes no difference. It only has three kosher simanim. No good. Then certainly, the Islay Trey, mi boya, an Orev that only has two, v'shteitzich, halachas kal v'kama, kal v'choyme ben v'noishu kal v'choyme, that it's treif. Why would the Torah have to go and enumerate the Orev? It's a chassimim that I don't learn from those 20 oifis that you have to have a minimum of four, that three is no good, because then certainly Orev wouldn't be good. Okay, so well, fine. I accept what you just said. V'leiv mi Orev. Let's go and learn from Orev. That what? Orev the raven, mahosim trey, it only has two simonim, loy, no good. It's afkol trey, loy. Any other bird that only has two simanim is no good. But if you have a bird that has three simanim, it would be kosher. So again, don't learn from Nesher that if it has no kosher simanim, it's no good. As long as it has one, it's kosher. No. Let's learn from Oyrev that if it has two kosher simanim, no good. But if it has three or more, it would be kosher. With the exception of the 20 enumerated, because it's Xerus HaKosav, like Rashi said before. So let's learn from Oyrev that you don't need all four simanim. You don't need one simon. You need three simanim. Why three? Because Oyrev is no good, has two. But if I had three, it would be kosher. So Timur Imkain, if that's the case, Perez Vaznia the Kosar Rahman Alamali. So why does the Torah enumerate Perez Vaznia, which have one kosher simon, and we're saying they're not kosher? Hashna the Islay Trey Leyachlinan. If you're telling me that there's a general rule that if it has two kosher simonim, no good. You have to have three. Is the Islay Khadvi boy, is the Chabad the Rabad, if you only have one kosher simon, like a Peres and Osnia have only one, Vishtaitzich is not going to be good, because you have to have a minimum of three, so certainly one won't do the trick. So Zimar, okay, you're right. Venigma me Peres Vosnia, let's look for Peres Vosnia. That what? The Peres Vosnia have one kosher simon each, and nevertheless are trey, if you're not allowed to eat them. So we'll learn from that as long as a bird has two kosher simonim, then that will be kosher. Because the only reason why Peres Vosnia are not kosher is because they have only one. But if we were able to find a bird with two, that would be kosher. So don't learn from Nesher. Don't learn from the other 20. Don't learn from the Oyev. Learn from the Peres Vosnia that you only have to have two kosher simanim. Simanim kei Nesher, the kosher rachman olam ali. Then why did the Torah have to go and tell you that Nesher is no good? Hasha de islei chad liachlinen. Mavach, the Torah told us that Peres and Osnia you cannot eat. Even though they have one kosher simon, you can't eat it because it has to have two. Is the leslei klal, the Nesher that has zero, mi boyezach v'shteitzach, you're now allowed to go and eat from it, because it doesn't even have one. And therefore, I cannot learn from the Osnia, the Peres Vosnia, I can't learn from the Orev, I can't learn from the 20, I'm stuck with learning from the, by default, I'm learning from the Nesher. And the Nesher, the leslei klal, it's a Nesher that doesn't have even one kosher simon whatsoever, that's what I'm not allowed to eat. But if you have at least one kosher semen, you'd be allowed to go and eat from that bird. Aha. So for Timara, well, the time of the kosher rachman and nasher. The whole reason you're telling me is that I'm learning from nasher because the Torah says nasher. Halav achi, what happens if it wouldn't say nasher in the Torah? Have a mina leilef mi peres vaznia. I should learn from peres vaznia. That what? That just like peres vaznia, each one have only one kosher simen, and nevertheless they are treif. Is alachs kam v'kama, not alachs kam v'kama. Any other bird that has only one kosher simen is treif, and all you need now is just two or more. What's the reason why I'm not learning from Peres Vaznia? Because there's the Nesher, like the Amara said before. But if it wouldn't say Nesher, I would learn from Peres Vaznia. How can I learn from Peres Vaznia? Have the Peres Vaznia, Shneksumam Kiachad, Shneksum Meachad Eim Alamdin. How could you go and learn from the two of them by the fact that the Torah repeats both Peres and Vaznia? Comes to tell you Shneksumam Kiachad. If the Shneksumam Kiachad Eim Alamdin, you can't learn from either one.
It says Nesher, you can't have a Shneksumam Kiachad if you have another Pasuk that basically shatters it.
You're talking about Nesher.
Right, the
whole premise of this question is if it didn't say Nesher. Okay. That's how the Gemara starts off. If it didn't say, well, time in the course of the one of Nesher.
So you could say every Shneksum Bagechad, and if it didn't say the.
And it gives two Turutsim. And Echalami. Good. What the Gemara basically is saying is, why did I have to go and say that the reason I'm not learning from Peres Vaznia is because it says Nesher? Even if it wouldn't say Nesher, I can't learn from Peres Vaznia because it happens to be Shneksum Bagechad. So I have two solid reasons. See, the Gemara didn't have to go and tell you because of the Nesher reason. Forget about Nesher.
But it doesn't say anything in Peres Vaznia about the simanim. It just mentions Peres Vaznia.
But the Gemara knew the Gemara had the Kabbalah.
Okay, so it's like a subtitle there. It's like a label, a footnote on the bottom. Okay.
Exactly.
He's only have one.
And how do you know Orev has two? And how do you know that all the others have three?
Okay.
It's all based on the
Torah. Okay.
Exactly. We don't know any of these things. It's all based on the Torah.
We don't even know what the 20 birds are.
We don't even know that's the major problem. We don't know which ones they are. Okay, anyway, so this is all the story that we know that these have these and they have three, and these have two, and these have one, etc., etc. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, she says, Gemara, why did you have to say that the reason we're not learning from Peres Vaznia is because of there's an Asher? Say the reason is because says, well, I'll tell you why. Gemiri, we have the Kabbalah, the Ikka Baha'i, Leka Baha'i, or the Ikka Baha'i, Leka Baha'i. What does Gemara mean to say? That even though the Peres Vaznia happened to be each one only one simon, but we have the Kabbalah that they are different simonim, meaning we don't know which ones they are, but let's just assume for an example that the Peres, for instance, has a Zefek, and the other one, the Oznia, has Korgabonai Niklaf, or it has an Etz B'Yisayra. So each one has only one kosher simon, but they're not the same kosher simon. That being the case, that's the Morris Kasha. Let us learn either from the Peres or from the Oznia that each one of them has a din that one simon is not enough, and I don't have Shnei Kruim Ogechem because it's a different simon. So why don't we learn that any oif that now has two kosher simonim is kosher? The reason is, says the Gemara, Itak, you're right, I don't have Shnei Books in my Bank Echad, but I do have the Nesher. That if it wasn't for the Nesher, I would talk agree with you that you only have to have two simonim to make it kosher. But since the Torah says that the Nesher is not kosher, why does the Torah have to say it's not kosher? Of course it's not kosher. Mavach, it doesn't have two simonim. It doesn't even have one simon, it has zero simonim. So the fact that the Torah has Nesher enumerated, Muzdach Zayin, that I learned it from the Nesher and not from the Peres Vaznia. Okay. So Ikka Baha'i, Leka Baha'i, Ikka Baha'i, Leka Baha'i. Each one has a different simon. So I don't have a Shnei Ksum Mokech. Frank Dimara. Mechti. Esrim V'Arba Oifes Tmeim Havi. They're 24 altogether enumerated in the Torah. I'efshe Dechad De'ikka Bahanoch Leka Bahani. When you have 24, and in particular when you have the 20 other than the other four, all of those 20, even assuming that they have, well, they all have three simonim each, so those three simonim each have to include either the simon of the Peres or the simon of the Oznia. And therefore, why don't we go and say weiter that I have the Shnei Ksum Bon Keachat. Nochmo. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, putting aside that the peres ba'aznia are no longer shnei ksuvim ban ke'echad, but I have another shnei ksuvim ban ke'echad. And what is that? Let's assume, for argument's sake, that the peres has the zefik. Good. Now, the aznia doesn't have the zefik, right? The aznia has the kukrabani niklaf, or the etzbi seder. But this one, the peres, has the zefik. Fine. Among the other 20 birds, forget about the Orev and the Nesher for a moment, just go to the other 20 birds. Of those other 20 birds, at least one of those 20 birds has that same simen that either the Peres or the Aznia has. In other words, they have either, let's assume in our case it has the Zephyr. The 23 have the Zephyr. So you can tell me, no. All 23 do not have the Zephyr. All those, when I say 23, it's really 20 out of the 24. Yeah. All of those 20, none of them have the Zephyr. Okay. So therefore I don't have Shnei Sum Bim Kechad. Yeah, but all of them, since they have three Simanim each, then they have to have at least
Etzvi Seira.
Etzvi Seira. And that's the Oznia, has Etzvi Seira. So therefore, Vaiti have Shnei Sum Bim Kechad, based on the fact that one of those two.
Mathematically, it has to happen.
It has to happen, because each one of them has three out of the four. So even if all 20 do not have that same fourth one, Maskim. Okay. But at least all 20 have one of the either Peres or the Aznia, because the Peres or Aznia cannot each have one simon, which is not part of the three simonim, which is
shared by the 20 that are
shared by the 20
identified as Ophis Meos.
Exactly right. So therefore, my TF Shnei Ksuvim Ban Ke'echad. So what do I have to go into? Because in Asher, the reason is because it's Shnei Ksuvim Ban Ke'echad. Every mark, Gemiri Esem V'Arbo Ophis Tmeim Hava. Ba'arba simonim, we have the Kabbalah that 24 oifes tmeis altogether. And the four simonim, which are determine the kashrus of these animals, whether they're kosher or not. Tulasa hadri bekulu, that's what we've been talking about until now. The three apply to all of them. Which all of them? That esr mehem shloisha shloisha, 20 out of 24 have three kosher simonim. Utrei ba'oirev, two of them are by the orev. Chad beperis v'chad ba'aznia. The Isa Baha, Lesa Baha. The one that this one has, the other one does not have.
Right.
Aha. What does he mean, the one that this one has, this one doesn't have? That the Peres has one of them, the Aznia has the other one, and now L'choira should be able to go and learn one from the other. Mao de Seymour Leilath Minay. Let me learn from either the Peres, or let me learn from the Aznia. Now, how does that help? Didn't we just say now that the well, that's going to be the answer. That's going to be the terms with the Nesha. So let's quickly look at the Rashi. Klasa hadi bekula. This is the first wide line. Klasa hadi bekula. Hashloisha choizim bekulan. Kolayma. Kulan bein min chiyeshloi shloisha. Dehainu esr minayu. Ubein oirev diyeshloi beiz. Oisin beiz me elu shloisha hein. There are three in the 20. There are two in the orev. The two in the Orev are covered by the three which are in the
20.
I don't know which ones they are, but the two is included in the three. It's not as if it has one of the 20 and then it has its own. No. The two that it has is part of those three. Varvi, Einoi Be'echad Mikol Shloisha Simanim Hamanuyim, Hachoizim Behem. The fourth one doesn't appear in any one of the 24. The Ravi Eina Be'echad, it says Eina Ke'echad, but it should be Eina Be'echad. That fourth simon is not among any of the 20 or of the Orev at all. Ravi Eina Be'echad, we call Shloisha Simonim Hamnuyim Hachoizim Behem, those that constantly repeat themselves by each one, that fourth one is Nishtu. V'chan mehanoch Shloisha, Isa Ibe Peres Ibe Aznia, one of those three is in the Peres or in the Aznia. Varvi, and the fourth one, Yeshnoi Bechaveiroi, is in the other one, either the Aznia or the Peres, whichever one. Venimtish Simen Ze, Leinem Elepamachas. Oh, so therefore the Gemara is telling us is that one of the Peres or the Aznia is unique. It's unique that it has one simon that none of the other 23 have. That's Gemiri. That's why I have the Messiah. If that's the case, Mao the same nail of me. Nay, let's go and learn from that Peres or the Aznia. I don't know which one it is, but one of them has one unique simon that is not shared with anybody. If it's not shared with anybody, I don't have a Shnei Ksuvim Ban Ke'echad. Oh, so learn from that lesser oif above a simon echad. have any bird that only comes with one simen, no good, because the Teres or the Aliyah has one simen. That's no good. So learn with the Binyan Av that any one with one simen is no good. So you're going to go and say, well, maybe it's Dafka this simen, maybe it's Dafka the Zephik or Dafka the Etzbi Seir, but I don't know which one it is, because that we didn't know in the Gemara. We just know that this is the 24 Oifas, and we know that of the 24 Oifas, 23 all share, forget about the Nesher, but all the others all share all the same simanim, with the exception of either one of the Peris or Oznia, which only has a special, unique one simon that nobody else shares. But I don't know which one it is. My new. How similar the Ichtav of the Chudei? L'melech Menei. L'achi Osa Nesher L'memra. That's why you have Nesher to go and tell you. Hayuhud Lesley Klal. That's the one that is Tomei, meaning that it's non-kosher. Oif above the simon Achad is Tahar. So if we go back to square one, we learn everything from Nesher. The only one that is not kosher is one that has no kosher simanim whatsoever, just like a nesher. If you have one kosher one, a lady, it's already kosher. So why can't we eat any of the oifas? Because we don't know what these 24 are that are enumerated in the Torah. But if somebody knew, if you could identify exactly which one was the raw and the ayah and the daya and the tem, the pesher and the daf, and the da, you knew all 24, then you'd be able to go and eat any bird in the world as long as it has one kosher simanim. So just finishing off the Gemara, Utrei Ba'irib, Chad B'Peres, Chad B'Aznia, the Isa B'ha, Less B'ha. Since one of the two is unique, that it has a simon which is not shared with anyone else, not with the Orev, not with the other 20 birds, Ma'u the same, Alev of Minei, go and learn from that Peres, or that Aznia, that it has one simon is not good. If you have two simon, it would already be kosher. Because if one and Nasher, says Nasher, Nasher, the last lay, Klal, Hodlai Teichel, Ha'ika, the Islay Chad Achad, as long as you have one kosher simon, it's ready, you can ready eat it. So in Bazoi, why does the Torah then have Torah? In other words, we go back to our original Braisa. Start of the Braisa, then we have a Reisha Mitasefer. We learn from the Reisha, just like Neshem Yuchad, that it doesn't have four, and all four are bad, 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 bad. As long as you have one, it's kosher. Oh, and then we learn from Torah. Torah has all four kosher simonim. It has to have all four. So we said, no, you don't have to have all four, you just have to have one. We're learning from Nesher. So what is this whole term for in the first place? Lomali, Amarabokvarchomali, carbon, to go and tell you that it's kosher for a carbon. Meaning that I might have thought that just like we all eat chicken, and we all eat chweise, goose, dogs, turkey, whatever, not everybody eats them, but whatever. Muscovy. But, Muscovy duck, we're not going to talk about that today, but bottom line
I
is...
I think Rabbi Cohen, sorry,
he was here. But anyway, but those things are edible. However, to bring it for a korban, it's got to be turned, and that's why it's this time. The only thing is, the Bissel Shver
doesn't mention it's not talking about.
We're not talking about korban. And we're talking about the halachas of simanim.
Right.
And we're saying the Nesher doesn't have any. Af koki yoytzevoy. The Torah has all four.
So we're saying if he has all four, you can bring it for a korban? Is that Rav Ukvar Ham is saying?
Well, we're going to say in a moment. So now the question is, what is the pshat in this braisa? Torah, we're not talking about korbanas, and he's saying Torah has all four simanim. Af koki yoytzevoy has four simanim, then it's tahar. Why are we even bringing this? We're talking about korbanas now, according to the Gemara status. So look at the Rashi in the bottom. The korban. Shehen levadon ksherim lekarbon. Only the Torah and their cousins, the Bnei Yoina, but no other kabbana for the Yoif Achet. Why does it bring it in that price? The Ka'amar Af Kol, anything else, which is basically your question. Oh, is that telling us that anything else with four simanim you can bring for a carbon? So Yomara Af Kol lo yitzrich lemeil minayu midei. Midi simoni tahara. It's not coming to tell you any simoni tahara. So if a simon echad nafkelon minasha. So if a kosh gave a dalit, madach one simon is kosher, and certainly two, and certainly three, and certainly four. El a simon the almighty lon. Rather, the reason why we brought the Torah and the price is just to go and give us a simon, not one of the four simonim, but rather the simon that what she'elu hain simoni tahara. In other words, we're just trying to emphasize and dramatize in a very graphic way which are the four simanim which are good and no good. Says Imam, I'll tell you. The Nesher has zero of the four. Torah have all of the four. Those are the two ends extremes. Of the spectrum. Those are the two extremes, right? The two ends of the rainbow.
That's
all the katsa. So therefore, this, if it has nothing, is certainly no good. This, if it has all four, It is good. So why did the Braisa tell us that? Just tell us that the Nesher is no good and you have one Siman. Because how do I know that the Nesher's Simanim are the fact that it has an SP Seder, Metazefik? Maybe there's something else. Maybe it has blue eyes, a green nose, longer tail. I'm sorry?
Perfect vision,
or whatever. Maybe there's some other Simanim. That's why he brings the Nesher in the time to go and tell you these are the four qualities that determine Kashrus by Oifais, either the absence thereof or the full implementation, the full
presence
thereof. Those are the four that we have to focus on, and that's why we dramatize it by talking about the Torah. The Torah has all four. But it really doesn't tell you it's any halacha l'maisa, because I already learned from the Nesher that zero is no good, one is good. So what's halacha by Torah in the Torah? To tell you the halacha of Karbanis, you can only bring from Torah or from Bnei Yoina. Stop over here, Mechem, to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isai.